Welcome to this week's Grease Paint and Stage Lights. To Merrily We Roll Along. 2023 Broadway cast recording introduces us to another 60 minutes of Grease Painted Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby.
And me, Alistair Woodgate.
But no Julia.
No, she's still down under.
Well, you see, when you have those tinned with bits of string, they don't quite work sometimes.
Absolutely. It's a few thousand miles, isn't it?
It is a bit.
Doesn't quite reach.
So you'll start with just the boys. I should have played the jingle. The boys are back in town.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got a great show coming your way. We've got our tour 22. Two songs from which show, Mr. Wickham?
From South Pacific.
Oh, nice. And a lyrical challenge is coming as well?
Indeed it is. We'll give you the line or two of a song. Just identify the song and the show it comes from.
And lots more, so don't go away.
They call us babes in arms, but we are babes in armor. They laugh at babes in arms, but we'll be laughing far more. On city streets and farms, they'll hear a rising war cry. Youth will arrive, let them know you're alive, make it your cry. They call us babes in arms, they think they must direct us. But if we're babes in arms, we'll make them all respect us. Why have we got our arms? What have we got our sight for? Play day is done, we've a place in the sun, we must
time for this week's lyrical challenge on grease paint and stage lights.
Well, that was Babes in Arms and Babes in Arms here on Grease Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby, and Alistair Woodgates. Now it's time for our lyrical challenge.
So here we go. I'm going to give you a couple of lines from a song. Can you identify the song and the show that it comes from? I think this one, Mark, probably quite an easy one this week.
Is it?
Here we go.
Even I will get it.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
With the pied-eyed piper blowing, while the muscatel was flowing, all the cats were go, go, going down below.
You know, I was so pleased you had to say that, not me. That was like one of those riddles you do. I'm the piper's son or something.
Peter Piper picked her.
That's it. Go on and see if we can do it a second time.
With the pied-eyed piper blowing, while the muscatel was flowing, all the cats were go, go, going down below.
If you know what it is, it's musicals at btinternet.com. Talking pantomimes next.
Oh, no, we're not.
There was a time our happiness seemed never ending. I was so sure that where we were heading was right. Life was a road so certain and straight and unbending. Our little road with never a crossroad in sight. Back in the days when we spoke in civilized voices, women in white and sturdy young men at the oar. Back in the days when I let you make all my choices. We can never go back to before. There was a time my feet were so solidly planted. You'd sail away while I turned my back to the sea. I was content, a princess asleep and enchanted. If I had dreams, then I let you dream them for me. Back in the days when everything seemed so much clearer, women in white who knew what their lives held in store. Where are they now, those women who stared from the mirror? We can never go back to before. People out there, unafraid of revealing that they might have a feeling, or they might have been wrong. There are people out there, unafraid to feel sorrow, unafraid of tomorrow, unafraid to be weak. My moon and my stars and my ocean. We can never go back to before. We can never go back to.
Get in touch. Visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
Last night I watched him sleeping, my body pressed to then he started speaking, the name I heard him speak was Kim. Yes, I know that this was years ago, but when moonlight fills my room, I know you are here still. I still. Yes, still. Last night I watched you sleeping. Once more the nightmare came. I heard you cry out something, a word that sounded like a name, and it hurts me more than I can bear, knowing part of you I'll never share.
From Miss Saigon, and before that, one of my very favourite songs, Back to Before, from Ragtime the Musical.
Now it's time to ask the experts on grease paint and stage lights.
Okay, so we don't have Julia.
Can I phone a friend in New Zealand?
Can you ask the audience? Okay, here we go. Now this is it, because every week we do a lyrical challenge, but we've never done Ask the Experts lyrics question.
No, we haven't.
No, you ready then?
Yep, go on.
Okay, question one. Well, I arranged the meeting, the venue, the seating, but what musical is that from? And if even better, what song is it?
Can I have it again?
Yes, you can. Well, I arranged the meeting, the venue, the seating, but... It's difficult when it's on the other side, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? I have absolutely no idea. Okay. I'm going to have to think on that one.
Question two. I tried to just kick it, but what can I do? We've all got our junk.
That sounds like Rent.
Good guess, but no.
Oh, is it not?
No.
Okay.
Question three. My mummy says I'm A. My mummy says I'm A.
Gosh, you've got me completely stumped this week, Mark.
If you know what it is, it's musicals at beatinginternet.com. Please help Alistair out. Please.
Just you wait, Henry Higgins, just you wait. You'll be sorry, but your tears will be too light. You'll be broken, I'll have money. Will I help you? Don't be funny. Just you wait, Henry Higgins, just you wait. Just you wait, Henry Higgins, till you're sick. And you scream to fetch a doctor double quick. I'll be off for second lighter and go straight to the theater. Till we're swimming in the sea. Oh, Henry Higgins. 8th of May, I proclaim thy's a do little day. All the people will celebrate the glory of you, and whatever you wish and want, I gladly will do. Thanks a lot, King, says I, in a manner well bred, but all I want is Henry Higgins Ed. Done, says the King with a stroke. God run and ring in the bloke. Then they'll march you, Henry Higgins, to the wall.
Get in touch. Text 07857 982 459.
Sophie, now that we're friends, I've decided to make you my new project.
You really don't have to do that.
I know. That's what makes me so nice. Whenever I see someone less fortunate than I, and let's face it, who is it? Less fortunate than I, my tender heart start to bleed. And when someone needs a makeover, I simply have to take over. I know exactly what they need. And even in your case, though it's the toughest case I've yet to face, don't worry, I'm determined to succeed. Follow my will be popular. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys, little ways to flirt and flounce. Ooh, I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair, everything that really counts to be popular. I'll help you be popular. You'll hang with the right cohorts. You'll be good at sports. Know the slang you've got to know. So let's start, 'cause you've got an awfully long way to go. Don't be offended by my frank analysis. Think of it as personality dialysis. Now that I've chosen to become a publicist or an advisor, there's nobody wiser. Not when it comes to popular. I know I'm a popular, and with an assist from me to be who you'll be instead of dreary who you were. There's nothing that can stop you from becoming popular. Lar. La, 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 la. We're gonna make you popular. When I see depressing creatures with unprepossessing features, I remind them on their own behalf to think of celebrated heads of state. Please, it's all about popular. It's not about aptitude, it's the way you're viewed. So it's very shrewd to be very, very popular, like me. Why, Miss Elphaba, look at you. You're beautiful.
I have to go.
You're welcome. And though you protest your disinterest, I know clandestinely you're gonna grin and bear it, your newfound popularity. Oh! La, 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 you'll be popular, just not quite as popular.
Still to come, we've got our tour at 22, but you just heard Julia Andrews singing Just You Wait, Henry Higgins from My Fair Lady, and then Popular from Wicked. That's the original Broadway cast recording. Now, you went to see the film.
I did, over Christmas, yeah.
So did I.
Hmm.
What's your thoughts?
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Right, okay.
I didn't love it.
No.
So I'm kind of going against the flow here, I think. It was very well done, very well put together. But I kind of didn't really care what happened in it, I think, is bottom line. thankfully, the cinema I saw it at, local cinema to me, big comfy swivel chairs, and you can have a platter of cheese and a glass of wine.
I know exactly where you went.
And that does make it go that much better. So it was fine. It's a long film, nearly 3 hours.
Yeah, it's a long sit.
It's fun. But it would never be in my top 10.
No, I think that what was interesting when I went to see it was, how long can you stretch out the song Popular?
Mm.
How long can you stretch out the word the song Defying Gravity? And how long does it take to get to The Wizard? My God, the time they took to get it was unbelievable. It was too stretched for me. You could have condensed it down a bit.
I think they probably could have shaved 20 minutes off the film and it would have been a better film for it.
Yes, I think so. But what are you rating down to 5? I would give it, 4?
It would just scrape a 4.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Right, we'll be talking pantomimes next.
Don't write a letter when you want to leave. Don't call me at 3 a.m. from a friend's apartment. I'd like to choose how I hear the news. Take me to a park that's covered with trees. Tell me on a Sunday, please. Let me down easy. No big song and dance. No long faces, no long looks, no deep conversation. Chimpanzees, tell me on a Sunday, please. Don't want to know who's to blame. It won't help knowing. Don't want to fight day and night. Bad enough you're going. Don't
and stage lights every week.
that carry you through the gates of heaven. It's madness to be always sitting around in sadness, when you could be learning the steps of gladness. You'll be happy when you can do just 6 or 7. Begin today, you'll find it nice, the quickest way to paradise. When you practice, here's the thing to do. Simply say as you go.
What are you doing in my song?
I wrote it.
Happy as a lark, you'll be getting started when you learn to toe the mark. That's toe the mark, toe the mark.
On Tuesday, then you ought to show both your little regals how to do the heel and toe. That's the heel and toe, heel and toe.
On Wednesday, walk around the block and at every corner, stop and do the eagle rock. That's the eagle rock,
eagle rock.
On Thursday, whistle as you go on a journey off to Buffalo.
On Friday, take a little stroll and do the Oceana roll.
On Saturday, then you let her go when you do the Tordolo.
On Sunday, I will guarantee that you can do the shivery, 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 shivery. All together now, toe the mark, heel and toe, eagle rock, out to Buffalo. Oceana roll,
A little bit of a frog in the throat.
Oh, bless you.
A little bit deep and dark.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. I find when I've got a very bad cold and I ring anyone up, they go, you keep ringing, I'm going to phone the police. Okay, we're going to talk pantomimes, because obviously pantomimes are finished. Everyone's coming out, they're going back to normal lives. Do you know where the word panto comes from?
Panto is Greek, isn't it, I think?
Yeah.
Okay. Does it mean everybody or all? Or
yeah, good. Yeah. And the mimos, pantomimos?
Mimos, people?
Dancer.
Dancer, okay.
So it's all dancer. Yeah, it's from Greek. It's originally from Latin, from a pantomimus, and then it comes from the Greek words panto meaning all, and mimus meaning dancer. And did you know the early pantos were silent and featured a single actor or dancer playing all the roles?
I didn't know that.
Have you been in a panto?
No, I'd love to do a panto.
I did three pantos. They are so much fun.
Mm. They're hard work, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, the hard work, especially if you're opposite of someone who doesn't stick to the script and they're off at a tangent because they're getting a laugh, so off they drift. But the other thing that's interesting is when you get a member of the public come up, because they do that bit where they're trying to reset the scene behind you.
Yeah.
And you're trying to talk to them. Oh, you can have so much fun with those. They're sometimes hard work. Pando traditions. Some traditions include good character entering from stage right and villain entering from stage left.
Now, that I didn't know.
See, we can look out for that.
Still adhered to. I have to watch that in the next Panto.
Yes. And finally, a scene involving a sticky substance, liquid or custard pies is called a slosh scene.
A slosh scene.
There you know. Anyway, that's all about Pantos. If you got a chance of being a Panto, would you take it?
I'd love it. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what part, but I just think it would be such fun to do.
Comedy part or a serious part? Because some of them can be really difficult and boring.
Baddie.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'd like to be the baddie.
Yeah, there's nothing like a good baddie. Have you been in a Panto? We'd like to know. Musicals at beatinternet.com. The Tour 22 is coming next.
Bobby. Bobby. Bobby, baby.
Bobby, honey.
Boo-boo. Bobby, darling.
Bobby, we've been trying to call
Bobby, sugar.
Bobby, sweetie.
Sweetheart, I got something to tell
Bobby, love.
Bobby, honey.
Bobby, we've been trying
Bobby,
to reach
Bobby,
you
baby.
All.
Bobby,
kids were asking Bobby, there was
Bobby, something Bobby,
sugar.
Bobby, baby.
What's
that?
We left a message,
Bobby.
Stop. What do you get?
Someone to hold you too close. Someone to hurt you too deep. Someone to sit in your chair to ruin your sleep.
That's true, but there's more than that.
Is that all you think there is to it?
You've got so many reasons for not being with someone, but Bobby, you haven't got one good reason for being alone.
Come on, you're onto something, Bobby. You're onto something.
Someone to need you too much. Someone to know you too well. Someone to pull you up short, to put you through hell.
You see what you look for, you know?
You're not a kid anymore, Bobby. I don't think you'll ever be a kid again, kiddo.
Hey, buddy, don't be afraid that it won't be perfect. The only thing to be afraid of, really, is that it won't be.
Don't stop now, keep going.
Someone you have to let in. Someone whose feelings you spare. Someone who, like it or not, will want you to share a little, a lot.
And what does all that mean?
Bobby, how do you know so much about it when you've never been there?
It's much better living it than looking at it, Bobby.
Add them up, Bobby. Add them up.
Someone to crowd you with love. Someone to force you to care. To make you come through, who'll always be there, as frightened as you of being alive, being alive, being alive, being alive.
Blow out your candles, Bobby. Make a wish. Want something. Want something.
Somebody hold me too close. Somebody hurt me too deep. Somebody sit in my chair and ruin my sleep and make me aware of being through hell and give me support for being alive.
Julia would say, that's a big end from Company Being Alive. And now we move on to our two at 22. We let you know a little bit earlier on, two songs from South Pacific. Now, I think every single song in South Pacific is just a classic. It's a hit.
Oh, yeah.
Every single one you think, oh, wow, another one. So really difficult to choose two. But we have gone for Some Enchanted Evening, one of my favourites. But before that, There Is Nothing Like a Dame.
Now it's time for this week's 2 at 22. Two songs from one show on grease paint and stage lights.
We got sunlight on the sand, we got moonlight on the sea.
We got mangoes and bananas you can pick right off a tree.
We got volleyball and ping pong and a lot of dandy games.
What ain't we got?
We ain't got dames.
Packages from home.
We get movies, we get shows.
We get speeches from our skipper.
And advice from Tokyo Rose.
We get letters doused with poi fuel.
We get dizzy from the smell.
What don't we get?
You know damn well.
We have nothing to put on a clean white suit for.
What we need is what there ain't no substitute for.
There is nothing like a dame, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame.
We feel restless, we feel blue,
we feel lonely and in brief.
We feel every kind of feeling but the feeling of relief.
We feel hungry as the wolf felt when he met Red Riding Hood.
What don't we feel?
We don't feel good.
Lots of things in life are beautiful, but brother, there is one particular thing that is nothing whatsoever in any way, shape, or form like any other.
There is nothing like a day, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name.
Nothing in the world
has a soft and wavy frame like the silhouette of a dame.
There is absolutely nothing like the frame of a dame.
Suppose a dame ain't bright, or completely free from flaws,
or as faithful as a bird dog,
or as kind as Santa Claus.
It's a waste of time to worry over things that they have not.
Be thankful for
the things they got.
There is nothing you can name.
Looks like a dame, and nothing looks like a dame.
There are no drinks like a dame,
and nothing thinks like a dame.
Nothing acts like a dame,
or attracts like a dame.
There ain't a thing that's wrong with any man here that can't be cured by putting him near a girl.
We're in the middle of this week's 2 at 22.
Some enchanted evening, a stranger, you may see a stranger across a crowded room, and somehow you know even then that somewhere you'll see her again and again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing. You may hear her laughing across a clouded moon, and night after night, as strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter is seen in your dreams. Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons, wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel her call you across a crowded room, and fly to her side and make her your own. But all through your life you may dream all alone. Once you have found her, never let her go. Once you have found her, never let her go.
That was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
My father said, and my mother said, and my sister said, and my brother said, now you're growing up, soon you're gonna fall out of the family roundabout. Then my father said, and my mother said, and my sister said, and my brother said, there's one little thing you should certainly know when into the world you go. Take your troubles on the chin, and though you get an earful, don't despair or tear your hair, for heaven's sake keep cheerful. That's what father said, that's what mother said, that's what sister said, that's what brother said. They were certainly right in telling me so, and I think that you should know. Here's a little trick, whenever things get a little bit thick, just you take it on the chin, turn on a little grin and smile, smile. Here's a little ruse to counteract an attack of the blues. Just you take it on the chin, turn on a little grin and smile. What's the use of worrying about a single blessed thing? After all is done and said, pretty soon we'll all be dead. So, as we're alive, if there's a bother you want to survive, just you take it on the chin, cultivate a little grin and smile. Here's a little trick, whenever things get a little bit thick, just you take it on the chin, turn on a little grin and smile, smile. Here's a little ruse to counteract an attack of the blues, just you take it on the chin, turn on a little grin and smile. What's the use of worrying about a single blessed thing? After all is done and said, pretty soon we'll all be dead. So, as we're alive, if there's a bother you want to survive, just you take it on the chin, cultivate a little grin. Just you take it on the chin, turn on a little grin and smile.
Me and my girl, take it on the chin. And before that was our 2 at 22, two songs from South Pacific. If you'd like to suggest a 2 at 22, send them through, please, to musicals@btinternet.com. Now, Alistair, a couple of weeks ago, you went to see Benjamin Button.
I did. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. What a fantastic show it was.
Okay, what's it about? Because I don't know.
Okay, it's based on the F. Scott Fitzgerald story. And Benjamin Button is born an old man. And through his life, he gets younger and younger and younger till he becomes a baby again.
Oh, wow.
And it's how he how he copes with that, how he deceives the people that he loves around him, how that backfires on him, how he tries to sort of resolve things. And it's a story, I think, that's basically about home. What does home mean to you? Is it a place, or is it actually the people you're with, the emotions that you experience when you're with people? So, and it was just so beautifully put together. For the stage musical, it's been reimagined in a Cornish village. And so the music has a lot of Cornish traditions in it.
Lovely.
The authors are Jethro Compton and Darren Clark. And they've put together the most stunning score that it sort of ebbs and flows like the sea. You get all the sounds of the wind and the waves, and that sort of everything is, time is told in terms of the changing tides, the changing seasons, rather than necessarily in terms of years and things like that. Just very, very sensitive, very beautifully put together. Cast of 13, all of whom are active musicians.
Nice. So, and this is forward now, doesn't it?
So many of the more recent shows are going down this route. So you have to be a quadruple threat these days on the West End stage, not a triple threat. And most of the musicians were playing three or four different instruments during the course of the evening. But it was wonderful. I'll definitely be going back to see it again.
So if he's getting younger...
Yep.
And the other people must be getting older.
Yep.
So he could have a sort of relationship with someone, and she's getting older and he's getting younger.
Which he does.
And that must be a bit confusing
and
for them.
He ends up being younger than his wife. Starts off being 30 years older than her, and ultimately ends up being younger than his son.
Wow. Wow.
So, but it's clever. Very, very cleverly put together. Just beautifully imagined.
And if you were to star it, what would you give it?
For me, it's a 5. 5 stars.
There you go. Benjamin Button, where is it?
It's on at the Ambassador's Theatre in London, currently booking through till the middle of April. I'd really like to think that it might get an extension, stay a bit longer. It started out at Southwark Playhouse and played there last year, and then it's been brought back into the West End, and they've adapted a bit further and sort of embellished a bit. I didn't get to see it at Southwark, so I can't compare the two. So it's running until middle of April.
And it's worth a weekend away for that, is it?
Absolutely.
The Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
So before we get to the Lyrical Challenge, the answer to Ask the Expert's question.
I didn't do very well on these earlier, did I?
No, but does it show how difficult it is when you're listening at home?
Out of context, yeah.
Well, I arranged the meeting, the venue, the seating, but...
I still can't get that one.
Okay, that was the room where it happened from Hamilton.
Ah, right.
Number...
The clue's in the dialogue there, isn't it?
I try my best.
Yes.
Question 3, because I know you might know question 2. Question 3, my mummy says I'm a...
No, don't know.
Show was Waitress and She Used to Be Mine was the song.
Oh, gosh.
Question 2, to redeem yourself. I tried to just kick it, but what can I do? We've all got our junk.
And that's from Spring Awakening, It's My Junk.
Spot on. Brilliant. Yes. Okay.
One out of three. Hey.
Anyway, I'm Mark Bilsby.
I'm Alistair Woodgate.
And the answer to this week's Lyrical Challenge, please.
The answer to this week's Lyrical Challenge. With the Pied Piper blowing while the Muscatel was flowing, all the cats were going down below. It is The Rhythm of Life from Sweet Charity.
Daddy started out in San Francisco, tooting on a trumpet loud and mean. Suddenly a voice said, go forth, Daddy, spread the picture on a wider screen. The voice said, Daddy, there's a million pigeons waiting to be hooked on new religions. Hit the road, Daddy, leave your common law wife. Spread the religion of the rhythm of life. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. It's a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. To feel the rhythm of life, to feel that powerful beat. To feel the tingle in your fingers, to feel the tingle in your feet.
To feel the rhythm of life,
feel the beat. Took
took his walkie-talkie to Rocky Ridge. Blew his way to Canton, then to Scranton, till he landed under the Manhattan Bridge.
Daddy was an mission station, yeah. Got himself a congregation, built up quite an operation down below.
I did,
children. With the quiet tiger blowing while the muscatel was flowing, all the cats were go-go-going down below. Daddy was an mission station, got himself a congregation, built up quite an operation down below. With the quiet tiger blowing while the muscatel was flowing, all the cats were go-go-going down below.
Take a dive
and swim to daddy.
Take a dive
and swim to daddy.
Swim, swim.
To feel the tingle in your fingers, to feel the tingle in your feet.
The rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Put your tingle in your fingers, tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. The rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
To feel the rhythm of life. To feel the powerful beat. To feel.
Thank you very much.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity-free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in grease paint and stage lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.